radio station in North Georgia.
Welcome to Be a Light, an outreach ministry of Community Baptist Church. Now, Pastor Doug Forrester.
Hello, friends. Good morning to you. I'm Pastor Doug Forrester from Community Baptist Church here in Gainesville, Georgia. It's a joy and honor and privilege to bring our Be a Light broadcast to you this morning. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. If you're a long-term listener, I want to thank you for your continued support and prayers. If you're tuning in this morning for the very first time, we'd like to say welcome. And we ask for your prayers today that we'll share the gospel with you and that of song and the preached word and prayer. And so we ask for your humble prayers this morning that we would always do the Lord's will here on our Be a Light ministry, and pray for us in our church services this morning. They're a community that will say and do that and be pleasing to the Lord. We wouldn't want to ask a selfish thing of you today, but all of our friends and neighbors that are gathered, together this morning in worship service, I pray that and ask you to pray that the Lord would just bless every man that stands behind the pulpit today, bless every singer that sings, everyone that testifies, and each and everything that's done. May God have the honor and the glory this morning. We want to go to the Lord in word prayer, and then we'll introduce our first song of the morning. And after that, we'll read some scripture, the Lord being our helper, and bring the message to you. So we humbly ask for your prayers today. Bow with us this morning as we try to talk to the Lord today. Our kind and gracious and loving Heavenly Father, today, Lord, I pray, God, for this service today. God, I pray, Lord, for each and everything that's to be said and done today, that we'll give you the honor and the glory and the praise for everything this morning. God, you've done so much for us, and God, we couldn't begin to pay you back. Lord, we couldn't begin to honor and praise and glorify your holy name enough. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll put a very special touch on our voice. God, it seems like the devil doesn't want this message preached. He doesn't want this program to continue and go ahead. And God, it seems like our voice is just not where it should be today. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll just touch us. God, I ask all of our listening audience today to, Lord, examine their heart. God, see where they stand with you today, God. And, Lord, if they need a Savior, God, I pray, Lord, that somehow, some way that, Lord, that you would touch them. God, that they might be saved, God, before it's everlasting too late. God, if someone, Lord, under the sound of our voice today, God, has lost that joy, God, and Lord, they're just not where they feel like that they need to be with you, God. I pray, Lord, that you will restore unto them the joys of thy salvation. Lord, I pray, God, help them to be humble. God, help them to be obedient today, that they'll God, look to you for guidance in all that we do this morning. We ask all these things in the lovely name of Jesus. Amen. Let me play this first song for you by the Isaacs this morning. I know it'll be a blessing to you, so listen as the Isaacs sing for us, "I Believe in a Hill Called Calvary." May God bless the singing.
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross.
I believe that this life, with its great mysteries, surely someday will come to an end. But faith will conquer the darkness and death, and will lead me at last to my friend.
I believe that the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today. For he changed me completely. A new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay.
Thank God for that song. There was so much power in that song, and had such a great message this morning. Have another good song for you to close out the program in just a little bit. We'll introduce that song when we get to that point. I began to pray and talk to the Lord and ask us what he would have us to bring to you today. I don't really have one set direction to go in, or maybe a topic for the message this morning, but I guess just in our thoughts today, and as we began to read several passages of Scripture, I guess if I could just call the sermon anything this morning, it would just be well-known passages of Scripture. Or favorite scriptures this morning, or just simply, you know, just the Word of God today. The Lord can, I guess he can use a verse like John 3:16 and convict that heart, call that individual to preach, burden that one to be saved, and no matter what the need is in the congregation, the Lord can take just one verse and let it apply to whatever that need is, whatever that situation is this morning. And we might read a portion of John 3:16, but I want you to think about that. And if you've ever been in church or around church people or just Christian people, you've heard John 3:16 mentioned and referred to, and many of you, I'm certain, can quote it this morning. So I want to start out with that upon our hearts today, that of John 3:16. And I've got some various scriptures that as we was thinking about the message today and praying about the message today, that the Lord began to bring things to our mind and heart, and different passages of scripture all throughout the Bible. And we're just going to read some of those passages if in your hearing this morning, and you pray for us, and we'll show you that the Lord has placed upon our heart this morning. And I want to start out in Psalms, the first chapter of the book of Psalms, and I've got a couple of different places I want to read, one out of the first chapter, one out of the second chapter. And these, I know, I just trust the Lord this morning that he'll be able to, I know he's able, but he will tie all this together. And it's, like I said in the outstart, it's just various verses in the Bible that come to our heart. And I want to read those to you, and we'll try to talk a little bit about that this morning. And you pray for us that God will just give us the scripture that he would be pleased with. The first one we'll read is Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. I want to skip on down to verse number 11 out of the second chapter here in the book of Psalms. Says, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. And there's so many thoughts that come to our heart when we begin to look at this scripture, began to think about it. Blessed is the man walking not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinner. The Lord wants to bless his people. He wants us to excel. He wants us to be a witness for him. And I guess that's the thoughts that we had as we read those first few verses there in the first chapter. I guess it's what the Lord had us to see in this, that and especially there in verse 3, where it said, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. He wants us to be, like I said a while ago, be a witness out in a lost and a dying world, that we might show people that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The Bible said here in that second chapter, verse 11, we read this verse, serve the Lord with fear and fear and rejoice with trembling. And that verse is very easy to understand. We must serve the Lord. We've got to have a fear about us that would be our guide. It's our the tools that we need. If we serve the Lord with fear, and it would make our heart to rejoice this morning. And I'm just going to read all these different passages of scripture, maybe say a little bit on each one. Another scripture to come upon our heart is still there in Psalms 133. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. One of our most favorite passages of scripture in the Bible. And I've told many people that I really love this verse because it has, hey, it's like any other part of the Bible. It all has a great meaning this morning, but this is what I want to say about this, where it said, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hey, I'd much rather be in fellowship, be in tune with my brothers and sisters in Christ, that we might be happy in the Lord. We might be that witness that he called us to be. And if we're not dwelling together in unity, then there's no peace, there's no happiness there. We won't get very far. Our light won't shine very far. So this verse is so important, and it covers here in these two or three verses of this chapter about the blessedness of brotherly love this morning. And hey, there's none of us that are Christians today that don't want to dwell together in that of brotherly love, because it'll help us grow, it'll strengthen us, it'll help our witness out in a lost and dying world. It'll help our witness among the brethren that we love today. We mentioned John 3:16 a moment ago, and you can't hardly think about John 3:16 and some other passages of scripture in the Word of God without thinking about the 23rd Psalms. And I'm just going to read that first verse, the 23rd Psalm. Most people can quote the 23rd Psalm, but I just want to read this first verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Boy, what a great passage of scripture. What a well-known passage of scripture. And all seven or six verses here in the 23rd chapter of the book of Psalms talks about the divine shepherd and that how he takes care of us, how he walks with us, how he carries us, how that, you know, the Bible tells us it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God, but it's a fearful thing today to face some of the things that you and I face today. One thing that we realize when we do face those things is we cannot walk by ourselves. So looking at the 23rd Psalms, it really brings it home to us and lets us know that we're not out here by ourselves. And the Bible said here in the fourth verse, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And that, it's a joy to know that he is a comfort to us this morning. So I want to turn to the next passage of scripture quickly here. Bear with us in the book of John, chapter number 1, verse 1 and 2, reads like this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And every time I think about this scripture about how powerful God is, and he's always been, he is today, and he will be tomorrow. In the beginning was the Word. Who is the Word? God himself. Jesus Christ is the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I'm thankful for the Word this morning, that It strengthens us. It gets us through the course of this life and helps us fight every battle. And going on to the next verse that we want to read, Hebrews chapter number one, verse number one. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. And when you get an opportunity, read this entire chapter, the book of Hebrews. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. I believe it'll be a strength to you to read about all the different ones. And some of the ones that it talks about here is Noah and Abraham and Jacob and Joseph and Rahab and Samuel and Gideon. Many of these, you know, it's just normal household names. If you have come up in church, you've studied the Bible, you've sit in Sunday school, you've heard all these names, some of that I mentioned to you this morning, great heroes of the faith. And faith is a substance, things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can't take faith in your hand literally like a coin and feel it, but we know what faith is. When you talk about faith today, we know what we've got to do to obtain faith. We know what we got to do to keep our faith. We know what we got to do to make our faith grow this morning. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Jesus here gave us the perfect, or he is that perfect example of worship and being a just God, a merciful God. And each and every person around us this morning is that knows the Lord, knows what he can do, and that exercises our faith. We talked a little bit about faith in the previous chapter. Each and every one is that great cloud of witnesses all around us. There's so many things that would hinder us in this life, but it said lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. We've got to do that we might run the race this morning with the patience, determination, and zeal that is in our heart today. Now, I want to read a couple other passages of Scripture. I know we're getting close to being out of time, and see if I can find these passages. He said here in the first chapter of the book of Revelations, verse number 8, he said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And that kind of sums it all up this morning. He, like we said a while ago, he was in the beginning. He is today. He's here right at this moment. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. It says in another place, I believe in verse number 11. There's so many other things I would have loved to brought out today. And let me make mention of this. I can't go directly to that scripture this morning. I want to read the fourth verse, chapter 2. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. Let's remember that. We need to love God and keep him first in our life. And he doesn't want us to be lukewarm today. He said, I would that you be cold or hot, not lukewarm, but I'd spew you out of my mouth. There's so many great passages of Scripture. I've shared a few of those with you this morning. I hope you've received a great blessing from those this morning. And we're going to close out the program with another wonderful song by the Triumphant Quartet. So listen as they bring a great message to us in the eye of the storm. May God bless you is our prayer. We love you this morning.
When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. When I realize I've been sold out by my friends and family, I feel the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. And when my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, I see the future I picture slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. And when the test comes in and the doctor says I've only got a few months left, it's like a bitter pill I'm swallowing, I can barely take a breath. And when addiction steals my baby girl and there's nothing I can do, my only hope is to trust you. I trust you, Lord. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm.
You remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul.
You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.